the topic of the day was slated to be, and still is for a little while, bicycle safety in Baton Rouge. Now, Buddy Amoroso, the fine councilman, died on June 30th in West Feliciana Parish. It wasn't East Baton Rouge Parish, but we've long had an issue with road safety for bicyclists. And Mark Martin, this morning when you rode in here, we were on Corsi Boulevard, and you came from what, the LSU area?
No, I came from downtown, Spanish Town.
You were even farther away.
Yeah.
How the heck did you get here?
Well, the short version is that I came out Goodwood and came down Sharp and Cedar Crest onto Corsi, and yikes.
How long did it take
you? Oh, an hour and 15 minutes, I think. Something like 12, 13 miles.
You're the founder of Bike Baton Rouge, which formed in 2006.
Yep.
And if I remember right, that was a year in which we had some incidents that were not so pretty.
Yeah, well, I had started, I haven't had a car since 1991. And so as I started riding my bike more regularly, it occurred to me that people needed to have better infrastructure and better stuff here, and nobody was doing it. So I went ahead and did it myself.
Well, if you'd like to join us, the number is 877-217-5757. You can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. Mark Martin is the processing archivist at the Hill Memorial Library. That's his day job. And, of course, he rides from Spanish Town to LSU. And he is a guy who knows bike safety about as well as anybody. And in Baton Rouge, I think it's fair to say when we drive through our community, we don't see the kinds of activity and accessibility for bicyclists in other cities. Why do we have this continuing issue?
A lack of interest on the part of the state and the city parish to build the appropriate infrastructure. Part of it has to do with money, and part of it has to do with the interest and the political will to move forward on that. Although there are certain things that are happening now. BREC is working very diligently on a trails program that is moving forward. And I believe in January there will be a public input session for the bike pedestrian master plan that's currently under development.
Ray in Prairieville. Good morning, Ray. You're on Talk Louisiana with Mark Martin. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Jim. Mr. Martin also. Just a quick question. Being a bike advocate, but realizing how dangerous it is on Louisiana highways, does Mr. Martin, do you see any chance of getting improvements in bike safety until we get a different legislature?
Well, the legislature certainly has a lot to do with it because they help provide the funding and requirements to build the infrastructure. But the legislature is not the only place that this has to come from. Part of safety involves all the roadway users. So if drivers would know and obey the law, slow down a little bit, and put their phones down when they're driving, we'd be a lot better off.
Thank you, Ray. 877-217-5757. And by the way, tomorrow our guests will include the mayor president of East Baton Rouge Parish, Sharon Weston Broom, and I'm sure she'll have something to say about this. And there is a big tax measure on the ballot this Saturday. Before we go to Gaston in Mid-City, what about the tax for the roads? Is that something that would help bicycle safety, or do you know?
Having looked at the document that is Move BR, it doesn't do anything concrete, no pun intended, for bicycling. There are suggestions of things that might possibly be done, but there's nothing assured.
877-217-5757, Gaston in Mid-City. Gaston, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim. I started a small bike sharing program. It's like a micro business a few years ago. It's called Baton Rouge Bicycle Rentals, strictly delivery. And I always tell people that wearing a helmet is a lot cheaper than brain surgery. But if you don't mind, I'd like to make one quick little comment about the senator who's, thank God, is not running for another office because we want him to do
all
the
right,
job.
Well, we'll be talking about that in just a bit, but make it all brief. Right. What's your comment?
It's brief. I think his doppelganger or his alter ego is Mr. Haney on Green Acres. If you get a chance, check that out on YouTube.
Actually, I think Ted Cruz sounds a lot more like Mr. Haney than John Kennedy. But I'm sure John Kennedy would appreciate that. Eaton on Perkins. Eaton, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Mark Martin. Hi, Eaton.
Good morning. My name is actually Clayton. Okay. I'm good friends with Mark.
Okay, I am sorry, Clayton.
Good morning. The mayor recently did, a couple of months ago, a bike ride with Bike Baton Rouge as a part of her Move VR campaign, where she had police escort and those things to where she was somewhat in a protected bubble, with one of the goals was being to experience the roads in the ride, as a cyclist does. So I'm interested to see what Mark's take is on what an ideal ride would be with the mayor.
An ideal ride with the mayor. Well, the ideal ride with the mayor would be a morning commute to work with the mayor and whatever her minimum security detail might be, you know, on bikes as well, and just enjoying the ride and having a talk and then seeing how things are without the added benefit of extra protection, just like the rest of us who have to ride without extra protection.
Thank you, Clayton. Sorry, got your name wrong. Clifton in North Baton Rouge. Clifton, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yes, I just want to mention that there's a wonderful trail system in North Baton Rouge, the North Baton Rouge Bright Park system has. And it's concrete, you know, across the whole trail system, and it's safe.
Have you ridden that, Mark Martin?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that trail system from Scotlandville Parkway Park all the way up to Blunt Road is one of my favorite rides when I'm bringing people in. I host people who are touring the United States and the world on bicycle, and when they come in from the north, I ride out to meet them or take them out that way, and it is indeed a pleasure to ride up that way.
877-217-5757, still time to get in with Mark Martin, who is the founder of Bike Baton Rouge. How many cyclists are there in the city on ballpark?
You know, no one's ever actually counted the number of cyclists, so I really don't know. I would say it's probably, on any given day, there's probably a couple of thousand people riding, which is a pretty good guesstimate.
Okay. Well, this incident in St. Francisville, yep, that took the life of Buddy Amoroso, that gained a lot of attention, as it should have. And a listener notes that apparently there is some discouragement now of riders in that area, which was a real popular route for people like you. If you heard that?
Yes, indeed. In fact, I've read the ordinance that they passed. The ordinance is undoubtedly unconstitutional and a violation of both state and federal law. It is a very clear representation of car culture. Everything that they were requiring bicyclists to do, Buddy was doing, and he still was killed by a driver who wasn't paying any attention.
And there's really nothing you can do about that.
Well, no. I mean, the drivers and the riders all have to take responsibility for their behaviors. And if, you know, people would just slow down, put their phones down, and obey the law, we wouldn't have the trouble that we do.
When something like that happens, it's a terrible accident, of course, but negligence at the very least. Do you think the person responsible should pay in a big way?
Oh, absolutely. It's unfortunate that they the grand jury couldn't find anything against the driver, even though very clearly he had killed Buddy. Didn't hit his brakes until after he'd run over him. So there's clearly negligence there. But again, that's a reflection of car culture, that the jury of his peers couldn't find anything wrong with that.
877-217-5757 is your number. We'll spend a few more minutes with Mark Martin, founder of Bike Baton Rouge, and we'll also hear from Mary Patricia Ray about John Kennedy not running for governor. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Mark Martin with us for a few more moments, and then we'll switch gears and talk with political strategist and public relations specialist Mary Patricia Ray, who's president of Top Drawer Strategies in lovely Beauregard Town. And she was the strategist who shepherded John Bel Edwards to victory 3 years ago in the governor's election, and it was thought that we were going to have a showdown between the two Johns, John Bel Edwards and John Neely Kennedy. Well, something funny happened on the way to the forum. John Neely Kennedy decided to stay in the Senate. We'll talk about it. 877-217-5757 if you'd like to get in the remaining moments with Mark Martin. Very passionate about what he does. Do you feel unsafe at times when you're out on the road?
Yeah, it's hard not to feel unsafe. I mean, even the funny thing is that, you know, in Baton Rouge, every year we kill 50 people car-on-car crashes. 10,000 people go to the hospital. $135 million in property damage, all done by cars, either directly on cars or by cars. And nobody ever talks about that part. Everybody thinks they're safe. But we know, you know, that's not true. On a bike, you're just more exposed, and so it feels more threatening in some ways. But by the same token, it's a hell of a lot more pleasant to take a ride on a bike than it is to be in a car.
You ever ridden motorcycles?
No.
No.
Once, yeah. That was enough.
Well, you're in good shape. Certainly, this is something that if we all did it, we'd be a healthier community, wouldn't we?
The amount of money that would be saved in healthcare costs alone would be astonishing. It's just, which to me is one of the reasons that I'm flummoxed by the fact that businesses don't spend more time and effort trying to get their employees to ride and support better infrastructure and better bicycling things in town.
What's happening in the near term?
In the near term?
January, for example. I know there's something coming.
If we do that, the public input session for the bike ped master plan, they will have tool design, and Arcadis are working on that. It should be a really good plan. They'll have public input. We'll see what's going on with it, and then it'll be depending on if anyone will implement it. This is going to be the fourth master plan we've had since 1974. It may be the first one that we'll implement.
Do you have a major advocate on the Metro Council? Is there someone in public life who's a champion of bicycles?
There have been a few people who have made gestures toward it. Sadly, Buddy was probably the strongest advocate on the council. But right now, I think we've got a couple of people who are toying with the idea.
Well, you'd think his widow would be an advocate.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Well, we wish you well. And this is a story that not only has legs, it has wheels and all kinds of things that will continue for some time.
Indeed.
So we look forward to having you back soon.
Thanks.
Good to see you again, Mark Martin. Thank you.